Today's Bible reading is from Hebrews 8. The point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and who ministers in the sanctuary and true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. And since every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are already priests who offer gifts according to the law. The place where they serve is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Now, however, Jesus has received a much more excellent ministry, just as the covenant he mediates is better, and is founded on better promises. For if that first covenant had been without fault, no place would have been sought for a second. But God found fault with the people, and said, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they did not abide by my covenant, and I disregarded them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and inscribe them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will each one teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their iniquities and will remember their sins no more." By speaking of a new covenant, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. And this is God's word. Christianity is rooted in Judaism. Most of our scriptures are Hebrew documents written for Jewish people living in Israel. Our Lord Jesus was the Messiah who was prophesied about in those Hebrew scriptures. His death on the cross was the final perfect sacrifice, foreshadowed by the uncountable number of animals who were offered on the altar of the tabernacle and of the temple down through the ages. Given all of this, why are we Christians not more Jewish in our practice of Christianity? Well, the answer lies here in Hebrews chapter 8. And that answer, too, is rooted in the Hebrew Scriptures. In Jeremiah 31:31-34, which is quoted here in Hebrews 8:8-12, God promised to make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah, according to verse 8. Verses 9-12 describe this covenant. And among other things, these verses tell us, no longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This promise has begun to be fulfilled in Jesus. He mentioned this when he turned the elements of the Passover feast into the Lord's Supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." You can read that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, in Isaiah chapter 22, verse 20, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. The fact that we Gentiles would be part of this new covenant is indicated here in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 11. No longer will they teach their neighbor, "Know the Lord." We Gentiles are their neighbor. The reason, then, that we don't practice Jewish feasts and festivals and keep the law of Moses is that, according to verse 13, by calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. These Old Testament ceremonies, symbols, and laws are unnecessary anyway, because as verse 10 put it, "I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts." We have a new nature and the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. There are still blessings promised in the new covenant that awaits us, but we have God's power within us to wait for them and to grow in our knowledge and love of him while we wait and call others to know the Lord. And so I hope today you you understand that we are under a new covenant. That's why we don't practice more like Judaism. But I hope you also realize that it is our job as Christians to be spreading the good news of the new covenant in Christ, calling people to know the Lord by coming to Him in faith for salvation. May God bless you as you share the message of salvation, and we'll see you next time.